finding the entrance to the monorail in Disneyland is not an easy task. Even when you are in the right area of the park, the sign for the monorail entrance is small. So be careful when you are looking for the monorail entrance. This can be found within Tomorrowland, and the sign is just right of Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage. Inasmuch as this submarine voyage ride has a maze of pathways, the pathway to the monorail has the same appearance. It's simply one more aisle. So be very careful, be on the lookout to make sure that you enter into the correct entrance. On my first ride of this new improved monorail, I was very fortunate to be able to sit in the very front car. Unlike many monorail systems, this front car not only housed the operator of the monorail, but also had seating available for riders. It had the ambiance of like being in the front of a motorized ski boat that has seating in the very front tip of the boat. The monorail ride itself is fairly long. It goes from Disneyland's Tomorrowland all the way out to Disney's Downtown Disney, and then loops around to pass the Disneyland Hotel, and then continues back to Disneyland's Tomorrowland. The monorail is air conditioned, and it was very cool when I was in this small compartment, even so much as to cause the windows to fog up. Perhaps the best time to go on this ride, if you call it a ride, is in the morning. I wasn't quite as fortunate in that when I went in the evening, a sizable line had built. And this isn't a ride that you can just simply easily get out, get off to the right, and then easily come back.